is the hot shoe right now in the super late model class. David.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, you're doing a great job out there, man.
Thank you. It's definitely a big learning curve, and we're running with some of the toughest guys in super late model in Florida every single week there at DeSoto Super Speedway, so it's really good learning.
Well, that's the key word, though, that you're running with these guys. I mean, you're not in the back of the field. You're not, just running around the track getting lapped. I mean, you're right there in it every race.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to back up a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say,
at Lakeland, you raced in the Hooters Pro Cup race. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
You did okay in that.
Yeah, we were up to 15th, and then we decided to pit, and we put a lap down because we didn't keep a close eye on the pace car. And troubles just went from there, but we were doing all right. We didn't end up finishing the race, but I think we were two laps down, and we were in running with the fifth place and fourth place car.
Yeah, so. I thought you did okay for that. That was your first time racing with those guys, right?
Well, it was our fourth race, but it was our best run so far.
Yeah, I thought you did okay with
that.
Not
bad.
It was pretty cool.
At what point did you decide to jump out of the truck and get into the late model pretty much altogether?
We just decided to jump into the Supers because the trucks just, after the second year in the trucks and the banquet, we just decided to move on and keep going. And just not get stuck in one place for too long and waste too much time running in one place. So we decided to get into faster and better things, I think.
Well, I tell you, I know that from seeing a few of the results and stuff, you've had some good results and so forth. Are you finding it more difficult to keep the fenders on the car as opposed to the truck, or is it about the same, just a little bit of weight difference, maybe horsepower?
Well, in the truck, you could definitely beat and bang a little more. And the Supers, they're extremely fragile, and one hit could knock your toe out, and you're pretty much, you could go backwards from there.
Is it a lot easier to get turned around, so to speak? Somebody does bump into you? I mean, those are so heavy. Running the edge. Most
where, in the trucks?
No, in the late models.
Oh, in the late models? Well, they're actually lighter than the trucks.
Is it?
Yes, and I like them better. They got 10-inch tires and really, really responsive on the steering. So unlike the truck tires that were only 8-inch, those were real, like, bike tires. You know, and these tires, they stick real good. So
cool.
Now, you've been working with Dick Anderson most of this year, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
He's definitely brought our program.
What effects of that has that had, like, on you and your racing deal?
With the knowledge that Junior Purcell and Dick Anderson give me, I swear it's cut our learning curve by 2 or 3 years. I mean, having both them on the radio during a race, telling
that's almost
what to watch
like
out for.
Well, if Junior's under the hood, there's a gray area there already.
Progressive.
Don't pay attention to that.
I like Junior. Junior's all right.
What effects has it had working with Dick on you personally as a race car driver?
I think it's helped quite a bit. I mean, he's definitely rough on me. You know, he doesn't take any mistakes, you know.
Give me an example.
Like, I remember we had a brake problem, and I was having trouble distinguishing if it was the front or the rear because it's our first year. And, you know, we've only been racing oval for about 2.5 years. And I was having trouble distinguishing which front or rear. And he tells me, how the hell can you not know where it's coming from? And he walks in the trailer. And I was like, I'm sorry, Dick.
Yeah, well, sometimes he gets a little frustrated. But he is. I'm sure he's got a great wealth of knowledge to pass on at times.
Oh yeah.
Can definitely. Just be surprising.
Yeah.
And what kind of things has he told you that you got in the car and he kind of went back out and went, you know, there's no way that'll work, and then it worked?
Tell you to put your shocks in upside down yet?
No.
Wait.
I remember once he was telling me I wasn't going in quite hard enough into a corner, and I was like, I don't think it'll stick any further. You know, I threw it in there. It felt unreal, you know. Now I'd listen. If he told me to wreck that car, I'd wreck it because he'd have a reason. He said turning on his roof, it'd be on its roof.
Yeah, he's quite the pilot, but you're coming along yourself. I mean,
thank you.
You always had some really great races, and you always managed to keep the trucks in one piece, and I'm sure you're doing the same with the late models. Is that something that you just kind of like picked up really quick, or is it something that you had to work at because you may have torn something up that I don't know about?
What, keeping the car together?
Yeah.
It's not really. As long as you drive using your head, you really don't tear up that much bodywork.
That's cool.
Sometimes you can't help other actions of other drivers, and sometimes you mess up yourself. But most of the time,
What's the maddest you ever been on the track?
Oh,
you can name names.
No,
they're in another series now.
You don't have to race with them names out there.
I haven't really gotten mad that much this year.
You know who you gotta stay away from.
I got rid of my temper a long time ago because Junior and Dick told me that they showed their butts one day at a track and lost their bush rods. So they've really been on me about staying.
Those two guys right there can tell you about tempers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took a while for.
I can tell you, I've seen
for both of them to mellow a little bit. Well, that's pretty cool. What kind of futuristic things are you thinking about another year or so in late March?
We're going to have three cars next year. We're going to run the ASA Late Model Series, the Southern Division, I believe, maybe some Challenge Series. We're going to run the Sun Belt and DeSoto, and maybe a couple more Hooters Pro Cup races.
Three different cars. And is one of those cars only a Hooter car, and then one can go ASA or...
No, we're going to have three cars that can switch all between ASA and Super, just in case all you got is pull out the motor.
Wow.
That'll keep
somebody busy. How'd you manage to compile this team, or is it still a lot of family and friends? Besides Junior and
Dick. It's just Dick and his crew from when he was racing, and Junior and myself and my dad.
Wow.
Which one of those traveling series is the one you're going to focus on the most, or is there not? It's just
we're going to focus mainly on the ASA and Sun Belt traveling series, which are the only two traveling series we're doing.
What is attractive about the ASA for you? A lot of people seem to be
Dick said
looking that
to
way.
Run it, so that's what we're doing.
Dick said flip the car, we flip the car. Run the ASA, you run the ASA.
Dick talks, people listen.
That's cool.
Well, I know that it's a long road to hoe to get to NASCAR and all these other things that people dream about, but it's pretty cool to get out there and continually over the last, you've been racing only about 2.5 years or so, to keep stepping up and getting a little better, get into better equipment, bigger equipment, faster equipment, and continue to have the success that you're having.
Yeah. I've always been real hard on myself on this stuff, and when my dad brought that to my attention, what we've done in 2.5 years, I've realized that.
There's a lot of kids sitting behind a desk at home doing their homework wishing they could do what you're doing.
I got to balance my homework to racing. It's tough sometimes.
Have you ever had the car pulled because you didn't make a grade or didn't?
No, I've always had A's and B's. I've missed more school this year than I have any other year because we've been racing a lot more. So I've had two B's this year, but the rest are still A's. So I think my GPA this year is like a 3.7 or 3.8. Last year was a 4.0.
So, David, in a few minutes we're going to be talking, or a little bit later anyway, we're going to be talking to a buddy of yours, Patrick Starpoli.
That's correct. Patrick was one of my toughest competitors when we raced the trucks.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, which one of you is better?
Okay.
Things okay. I'll tell you him.
Okay. Who gets better grades?
I don't know what his grades are.
Okay.
He comes to the house sometimes when we race on NASCAR, and he wins more races, but at the end of the year, I've been in the points. So.
Well, because you live in Sarasota, right? He lives all the way
up. That's right. He lives in
Plantation. He lives on the other side of the world over there. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, you guys are not in a uniform. I can't tell you apart, apparently.
That's cool.
Well, we appreciate it, buddies. Thanks for stopping by. We hope that you have continued success, and see if you can't get that late model of the winner's circle, and we will more than certainly give you a phone call and talk to you about that first big win.
Phone call? He lives right down the street. We'll get him down here. David, who's
sponsors?
Who's on your car?
My dad, Wilson Excavators, for most 99% of it.
Hang on just a minute. Hold that thought.
We want to put the microphone up.
With his excavating company and his land development company.
We'll get that racetrack done.
We're going to get this done.
Yeah,
we just got us an asphalt guy. Somebody or some clay or something.
I'll have to
Who else sponsors your car?
Work on the asphalt.
Ferguson, they donate a little. And
that's what I'd say.
And a little Italian pizza chef deli place.
Cool. Do you get to go
down
eat pizza
Hill,
after the races?
Not yet, but I'm trying to work on that.
cool. Do you do any exercises? Do you do any, like, race and running?
Yes, I went up to meet with a couple hookup teams in North Carolina. I met with Jack Bailey, and I was talking to him, and he got me on this. It's not really a workout, but I guess 3 days before you race, you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces every day. So even when I'm not racing, I've been doing that. I drink about, I'm 130 pounds. I drink about 8 or 9 bottles of water a day. And, man, you got to go for whenever you look at water. But, I mean, it has you feeling so much better, a lot more stamina. I actually think it makes you react quicker, too, because you're not tired and dreary.
Cool. Well, are you going to show up at the, are you going to be at the Lakeland Last Hooters race? Are you going to do that race?
No, we're not going to race that. You have to be in the points to race that.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
So, but we may just go and watch.
So when's your next time behind the wheel?
I can't say yet. I'm not sure.
Okay. Somebody's got to know the schedule. Thanks, man, for coming by, though. We appreciate
it. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
Didn't mean to drag you.